So I've got a question. Who has started something new this term back at school? It might be a new class. It might be going to school for you. Yes. Anyone else started anything new? Yes. Anyone? Would you like to say what you started? Anyone? Big nursery. Wow, that's very brave, isn't it? Anyone else started a new class or a new room or new teacher? You started school or new class?
New school.
Without your parents even knowing. Brilliant. Well done. That's initiative. You know, have you started anything new this year, Eva? New class, P4. What about you, Pete? Have you started anything this year? You're learning stuff at school. You're going to school for the first time. So lots of you have started something new. And I don't know about you, but it can be, and I remember this, it can be a bit scary, can't it? Going into the classroom for the first time, seeing the teacher, all the different, you know, the different chairs and tables. You think it can be a bit new when you start. It can be a bit scary when you start school or start something new for the first time. And I'm going to ask you one thing. What makes it a bit easier? What makes it less scary when you start something new for the first time? I will tell you something that makes me less scared when I start something new is when you see someone there who is your friend. So you go into the classroom and there's a new teacher and you don't know what they're like. You've heard all the rumours about them being strict and that. But then you see one of your friends and it makes you feel much, much better. He brings a smile to your face. You think, someone I can sit next to. Someone I can have lunch with, someone I can play with. You see a friend, and it makes it feel much better, despite it being a bit scary. And you see, the truth is, we all need a friend sometimes. Doesn't matter whether you're young like you or old like me, and older like some of the other people here. We all need a friend. And I've got some really good news for you, and you might be able to see on the screen there. It's a bit difficult, but Jesus can be your friend. Jesus can be your friend. And this is really good news, that he can be your friend. And all you need to do is ask him. All you need to do is ask him to be your friend. Now I'm going to come back to that. But firstly, we're just going to play some music. And the children, I want the children to see if they can tell me from which film this music comes from. Toy Story. Well done. You can play it for a bit longer because it's a nice tune, isn't it?
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Who has watched?
You got a friend in me.
Who's watched all the Toy Story films then? Hands up. Or for all four of them. You're the only one here, Julian. It's very impressive. When did the first one come out?
A million years ago.
Well, it feels like it. There's four Toy Story films. 95. That's a long, long time ago. Wow. Anyway, there's some Toy Story films. And the good thing about Toy Stories is it's full of toys. And here are the toys, or some of them. Can you see them up on the screen up there? There are some of them. I'm not sure which one of the Toy Story films. This might be Toy Story 2. We got some knowledge. Good knowledge, Scott. Toy Story 2. You see, Toy Story is about a group of toys who are friends and they stick together. Stick together through good times and bad, and they're devoted to the person that owns them. A bit like two key purposes of the church. Anyway, let's move on. And there are two key characters. Here they are. Can you name these ones? Not Scott. Yep. Buzz and Woody. That's right. And we've got Woody on the left here and Buzz Lightyear on the right. These are two things. And you know, these two guys teach us a lot about friendship, what it means to be a friend. Let's have a look at something they say. The important thing is that we stick together. Now, you can't say that in your head without pretending to be Buzz Lightyear. The important thing is that we stick together. And is that, that's what good friends do, isn't it? You stick together. That's right, Kieran. Good nodding. So if we are good friends, you will do this. You'll stick together. And there's another slide, which is actually the song we heard. You've got a friend in me. You got troubles and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together. We can see it through because you've got a friend in me. It's very much the same thing, isn't it? We've all got difficulties and challenges, but you know what? Friends stick together. And this is true friendship. There isn't anything a true friend wouldn't do for you. Now, as I said at the beginning when I started talking, I said that Jesus can be your friend. And it's really important to know what he did for his friends. And just towards right at the end of his life, he said something really important. He said this, and this is quite a long sentence, but I'll read it. He said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Jesus says the best friend that you could ever have is someone who lays down their life for you. Someone who just doesn't lend you their toy or maybe give you a sweetie or let you play on their electronic device. It's actually someone who lays down their life for you. And this is what Jesus did for his friends. And this is amazing because it shows us that Jesus is the best friend we could ever have. Not even Woody or Buzz did this, but Jesus did. He gave up his life for his friends. And the good news is Jesus can be your friend. Just need to ask him to be your friend. Okay? Now, I've got to do something a bit different. Now, I need to talk to the adults, but I've got some colouring for you to do whilst we do that. You can stay here and do a bit of colouring whilst I talk to everyone else. And Peter, could you do me a job for me and hand those out, please? Hand those sheets out to anyone who wants to do any colouring. And here's some pens, and not all to the adults. They can't have one. But here you are, here's some pens. So you do some colouring, and whilst I talk to the adults, feel your age when you groan when you get up. All right, you've all got a colouring sheet there. Make sure you hand them around. You've got some pens, that's right, do some colouring. And I am going to talk to everyone else. Good job, Peter, or Gecko, as he's appeared today. I do just want to give a few reflections on this, because I've bought myself and us some time. We've got some colouring time, which is a little bit of time. But I do just want to give some reflections on this, because I don't know about you, but when I say things or hear things like, "Jesus is my friend," something in my heart bubbles up and says, "That's a bit twee." Or maybe that's a bit childish, or even a little bit irreverent. Don't need to put your hand up. But maybe, like me, you might feel, "Well, hang on, that's not quite right. That's not quite right. Because isn't Jesus the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Isn't he the creator of all things? How can he be my friend? Can you just reduce him to a simple friend?" And I think we have to be honest about how we feel in our hearts about that at times, because it bubbles up in me. And at times it bubbles up, and do you know what it is? It's religion. Because religion doesn't like intimacy. To say that Jesus is my friend offends the religious. It offends my heart sometimes, and I have to deal with that. You see, friendship with Jesus is what I believe we are designed for and we are born for. This is his desire and a significant call on our lives. You may say, "But Tom, if Jesus is my Lord and my Redeemer and my Prince of Peace and the King of Kings, how can he be my friend and he be my Lord?" It's a good question. How can he be my friend and be my Lord? Well, the truth is this. He can be both. It's not one or other. It's not either or. He can be both your king and your friend. You see, king speaks of loyalty. Friendship speaks of intimacy. Jesus can be both. Both your loyal king. You can be loyal to your king, but intimate with him. You see, this is also the truth. You can be faithfully loyal to Jesus, but distant, lacking the intimacy of friendship he offers. I'm just going to put another picture up. The greatest calling of Christianity is intimacy with the King, friendship with Jesus. I believe that is the greatest call. It's not one of the Ephesians 4 ministries. It's not leading a church. It's not serving the poor. It's not being a missionary wherever, some part in the world. It's not being an intercessor or a worship leader or a teacher or a preacher or a pastor or a shepherd. Actually, intimacy with the King. Actually, intimacy with Jesus. To be friends with Jesus. Jesus said this, "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you." John 15:15. He said this to his disciples just towards the end of his life. No longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends. I call you friends. You see, Jesus' disciples weren't his team, or his staff, or just his followers. They were his friends. And this is true for all disciples of Jesus. Yeah, he saves us, he redeems us, he heals us, he renews us, he sanctifies us, he prepares a place for us in heaven. But beyond all of this, the greatest privilege of all, the highest calling and honor, is to be able to call Jesus our friend. And today, this is the challenge for all of us in this mini sermon I'm doing today. Jesus is inviting us into a closer, deeper, and more intimate friendship with him. I love this. We just want to sit in this a bit. You see, he doesn't command, but he calls. He doesn't demand, but invites. He's not a king who demands our allegiance. He is a humble servant king who calls us to follow him and become his friend. He doesn't command, but he calls. He doesn't demand, but invites. He is a humble servant king who calls us to follow him and become his friend. He calls us to follow him and become his friend. And that is the invitation for all of us. That when we worry about how we're doing, or we think about how we're doing in our Christian walk, actually, remember this. Principally, the highest calling is intimacy or friendship with Jesus. You can be loyal to him as your king, but distant as his friend. And what he invites you into, what he's called you into, what he summons you and invites you into, is this intimate friendship with him. With him. He doesn't see you as servants. He sees you as his friends. He sees us as his friends. And the invitation to us this morning is that we can know him as our friend. And that's not twee, childish, or irreverent, but it's the highest calling that we can possibly have. And for some of us, we might think, I remember what that was like. I remember what it was like to know Jesus as my friend. But actually, the last few years, you know, it's not been so great. I'm not really talking with him. I'm not listening. I'm not enjoying talking with him in his presence. Or for some of us, it may be that we've never actually known his friendship. We don't know what it means to be a friend of Jesus. We know about Jesus, we may even be part of a church, but we never known his friendship. Well, the remarkable thing is today, both of those things can change. If you feel distant from him, if you feel like you haven't really abided in him and been his friend and walked with him, today is a day when you can turn to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want to know your friendship. Will you draw close? Because the Bible promises this, if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Or maybe you don't know Jesus and you know of him, but you've never known him as your friend. Well, today is a day you can invite him into your heart for the first time. And you can say, Jesus, I know about you, but I want to know you. And I invite you into my heart. I want to start this friendship with you. I want to know you as my friend. And he will say things which will be really exciting and quite challenging and hard. But he will offer you this. He will offer you his love. Because greater love has no one than this, than he who laid down his life for his friends. He laid down his life in love for us so that we could be his friends. That's the cross. And the great news is that Jesus didn't stay in the tomb, but on the third day he rose again, demonstrating all he said is true. He loves you. He's kind, humble, and invites you to know his friendship. So we're going to sing another song now. And it's a song about friendship with Jesus. And it's quite a simple song. And I ask the band to come. But as we sing this song, this is a real opportunity for you to say to Jesus, Jesus, I know of you. I might actually call you my king, but Lord, do you know what? I don't know you as my friend. This is an opportunity to say to him, Jesus, would you be my friend? Or to return to his friendship, or perhaps even for the first time. So let's stand up together, and we are going to sing. I'm just going to pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your calling on our lives, and the greatest calling is to know you as our friend. I pray for us today, for all of us today, that for those of us who don't know this, Lord, I pray today will be a day where we receive you and enjoy the friendship, relationship that you have for us. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Felt your